Okay, I'll interrupt this ad break because Malcolm Turnbull has been returned as Prime Minister. Malcolm Turnbull has been re-elected as re-elected by the party room as Prime Minister. That has come from within. I don't know yet on the deputy leadership, but it doesn't matter. Malcolm Turnbull has defeated Peter Dutton. We believe 48 to 35. Jeez, you know, does that really answer anything long term? Our tip is 48 votes to 35. Malcolm Turnbull returned as Prime Minister. The way these things go, and this has happened before, is that that just gives strength to the hand of the challenger and it'll come back on. Michael Packey, that's right, is it? Malcolm Turnbull's returned?
Yep, Malcolm Turnbull's returned. 48 votes to 35. And essentially what it does mean is, like, as you said, Neil, that this is just probably the first shot at the dice. There'll probably be further leadership rumblings that are now going to happen over the weeks and months ahead, because we've got to keep in mind that Dutton only needs just another 7 votes and he wins the leadership in his own right. He needed 43. He got 35.
It's not the end of it. I mean, it'd be nice if it was, but the way they're played out in the past, it just goes on and on, doesn't it?
Completely.
You've still got 35 people in the party room, no doubt including some cabinet members who do not want Malcolm Turnbull as Prime Minister.
100%. That's exactly what's happening. I've seen all this before. You've seen it all before. This is just the first time this happened. The undermining will continue. The only thing I can think of, now that this vote has been held, that Turnbull may go to an early election, so may decide to go to an election this year rather than next year, and maybe he feels that that's probably the best way to shore up his leadership by not allowing there to be another chance for a leadership ballot.
Heaven help us. And does Peter Dutton now have to resign from Cabinet?
Oh, he's done that. Resigned from Cabinet, resigned as Home Affairs Minister, moved to the backbench.
To where he can just work on numbers?
Completely. It would be Peter Dutton and Tony Abbott can probably both do that.
Okay, we'll let you do some more work on it. Thank you. Okay. We told you the challenge was on. We told you the leadership was vacant. We told you the vote was underway. We've now told you Malcolm Turnbull has won it. We believe 48 to 35. Peter Dutton steps down as a minister, leaves from Cabinet, goes to the back bench. History would say it's not over. I guess it depends how things unfold a bit, but history would say this will continue. The period of destabilisation will continue until the so-called rebels get what they want. What do you want? God, I find it so frustrating, this carry-on when there are so... Yeah, I was reading some stuff from the leading business figures today saying this instability is hurting the country. I mean, business can't make decisions, investors can't make decisions. What's happening with the promised tax cuts? You need stable government, be it left or right. You need stable government and certainty for the economy to thrive, and we haven't got it.